This podcast version of Soul to Soul has been altered from the original broadcast version. We have all experienced some big shifts in energy in the last few weeks. In fact, those that are sensitive to the changing energy frequencies have found themselves challenged on many levels during this time. Some understand and have been going with the flow, whereas for others, it has been an intense disruption to their usual state of being and sense of expressed reality. As we, as a manifest race, become more aware of the nature of manifest reality and start to see with new awareness the threads of reality through the corners of our eyes, so do we find our so-called secure base shifting. To try and help you navigate these shifting sands of reality, we feature on Soul to Soul today an energy report for the month of October by Lee Harris.
We also feature original content from Liara, Johnny, John, and we are pleased to welcome back to Soul, Linda, not to mention some inspired musical frequencies direct from the top of the charts. Let's get things started with this new piece from Taylor Swift called Wildest Dreams. You're experiencing Soul to Soul on 98.7 RPPFM.
From the Lee Harris Energy YouTube channel, this is an abbreviated version of this month's Energy Report.
Transformation at the speed of light. This is very much where we find ourselves right now as individuals and as a collective. So some of the ongoing themes for you will be noticing how many things you are going through in one day, one week, one month. This can lead for many of you to an October that's going to require you to take a little more space, a little more stillness. You might want to sleep or rest more than you usually do. Some of you might find that your high intensity exercise or physical routines need to just come down a notch or two so that you can actually learn to balance everything that's pulsing through your system without necessarily stirring the pot some more. So the electrical energy field of the planet is continually changing and advancing, which means that sensitivity gets higher. Now, those of you who are going through very deep awakening shifts will remember sudden sensitivity shifts when you go through these periods. You suddenly become a lot more open. You suddenly feel and sense things a great deal more. But this is now happening for everybody across the planet more and more. Now, it doesn't always look very what you might call spiritual, but then I would argue that spirituality and spiritual people don't always look very spiritual either if we're trying to stick a label of highly enlightened and ever peaceful and ever loving on them, because we're humanity, and as a human group, we are all evolving and going through our stuff and our growth here on Earth. But what I mean specifically by these lightning speed transformations that are raising the sensitivity is some of you will notice that you need to be a lot more quiet because everything around you, the volume level of everything around you is a lot higher. Some of you will notice that you just need to keep calming everything down while you get used to how fast everything is going. And for those people who I just mentioned that you may say, well, they don't look very spiritual, that's why there is an intensity of conflict and release energy going on for lots of people on the planet. If you're becoming more sensitive, but you haven't worked that out in an emotional, a psychological, or a spiritual way, what's happening is you're pulsing much more emotional energy through your system and just much more pure energy that can go towards emotions or towards psychology. So this is why people are acting out a little more in the everyday of humanity. There will be people who are more easily triggered, more easily irritated, more easily accusatory, more easily emotional. So obviously, there are going to be certain issues that you're going through with certain people in your life where you may need to set a loving or a firm boundary. There's no need for you to be on the repetitive end of abusive behavior from another person. But in general, if you can try and remember to stay in your heart as much as possible, it will make it easier to not get so tangled up in some of the dramas or the conflicts that you're invited to. And this isn't something that you're doing wrong if you can't be in your heart. It's a total practice for all of us, because it's not how we as a collective have been trained. We've been trained as very opinion-based mental people. And those of you that came in wired to be higher sensitive, higher soul-based, and have found your way through your healing path to your adulthood and are now in a place where you're practicing more vulnerability, more communication in open and honest ways for you, these are wonderful times for that. They are highly sponsoring of all of that. But don't be surprised if from the left or the right in comes something from your past that you're playing out with someone else. Because as I said, this is an accelerated time and it's very multidimensional. It's not just about you learning to open for 1 month in a way that you would like to go or that you would like to have it be. It's about you learning that when we agree to open in a multidimensional way and when we are being pushed by the universal energy and life force to do that, it's going to be chaotic at times. And one of the greatest things you can remind yourself is there is no getting it right. Try and let go of this concept of right. It's all perspective. And you don't need to be thinking what's right and wrong in your head when you're able to more often live in your heart, because the heart always wants to give where giving can be received and where the human body has the energy to support that giving. This is why those of you who are overgivers might be a little freaked out right now that you aren't wanting to just give out to everybody all the time. But that's fantastic. That's exactly where you need to be for a period of time. And this too shall pass. Don't worry, overgivers. You can go right back to being overgiving as much as you want in the future, but you'll be doing it with an even clearer sense of what you need to sustain yourself within that overgiving, and the discernment to choose where you can carefully give your energy and see it multiplied. Because multidimensionality loves multiplication. When you are an open, multidimensional person, going back to the linear way of being can be quite boring. Is a loaded word, but it might feel a little boring or a little dulled down to try and have a much more linear conversation again, or to have a much more linear life where you're focusing on one thing at a time for a week at a time. So those of you who are opening multidimensionally, and perhaps you who are playing with an aspect of yourself, for example, overgiving, recognize that the wounds and the gifts of our strengths are coming up in equal measure at the moment. So you might be learning to go, wow, I can really give out at a high capacity, and I'm going to value and honor that, while I also recognize that because I haven't always valued and honored or seen that in myself, I'm right now dealing with the wound of overgiving. And it's showing up with this friend who is yanking my chain because I'm not giving them as much as I used to. And that hurts and wounds me. And they say, hey, why aren't you doing what you used to do? You're not a very nice person. And if it hits you, if it hits your body, if when any of those words come at you, you feel something in your body, try and not make it about the other person. Try and ask yourself, huh, what point did they touch in me? And you will get very quickly back to the present, because these reactions are very past, and they can be this lifetime for you. They can be generational wounding that you've carried through your family line. But it's all leaving and moving out, but at a rapid speed. So the linear mind, which used to be able to track everything and used to have plenty of time to reflect on it and digest it and go, oh, well, 3 months ago, I had this great breakthrough and I'm still riding on it. You know, now it's like 3 hours ago and you've forgotten about it because you haven't got time to track everything. And that's okay, because you don't need to track everything up here anymore. The more you learn to get into your heart, there will also be these extraordinary new energies coming through you that you won't have a roadmap for, because they're new. You're the child learning to walk again. And as that happens, it is a little chaotic. It is a little messy sometimes, and that's okay. So, I've probably confused you slightly, because at the very beginning of this, I did say that you're going to want to be slower and more still. But I think what I'm trying to address is the multidimensional layers of everything that is impacting and surrounding us at the moment, so that if you feel like you're going crazy, you can go, oh no, I'm not going crazy. This is just how fast everything is going. This is just how much I'm feeling everything. This is just how sensitive I am. Remember, you can always shut the door. I told people at a seminar I held a few years ago that one of my tricks while I was still learning my boundaries, and so I needed some tricks to help me, was if I felt overstimulated. I was among people and I felt overstimulated. I would go to the restroom or the bathroom or the toilet, as we like to call it in England. And it wasn't that I needed the facilities, it was more that in that moment I got to remove myself from that group, go by myself to a place where I'm supposed to be by myself, because that's what society tends to do with the bathroom and the toilet, but also just to check, how am I? Where am I? Oh, okay, I'm overstimulated, or that angry man is beginning to bother me, and I think I need to just have a break from him for a while. Do these regular checks of yourself more than ever at the moment. So if it means going to the bathroom, or if it just means whether you're on the train or in the meeting or with friends and family, you just go. How's my inner world? Oh, it's chaotic. Okay, then I shouldn't take more stimulation right now. I should bring it down. Ironically, we're in a world that offers us more stimulation than ever before in an external way. But I think that's perfect, because those external stimulators show us how the energy of everything has changed down here on this planet. So I have several live events coming up in the next few months. I will be doing an online broadcast called The Art of Mastery with Robert Theis, Jeffrey Hoppe, and Jim Self on October the 24th. I will be live in LA with the brilliant Emmanuel Dagger on November the 7th for Radical Prosperity. In December, I'm doing an energy mastery retreat in Sedona, which we still have a few places left for. And then in the month of January, I'm going to be doing a tour across Australia. So I can't wait to come down under and see you all. We won't have tickets for Australia until mid-October, but as ever, you can check the website. And finally, my MP3 this month is The Angel Behind You. Lots of love. Take really good care of yourselves in these lightning times, and see you soon. Bye-bye.
To find out more about Lee Harris and his tour of Australia, go to leeharrisenergy.com.
My soul is still adjusting to the restrictions of this dimension. A shooting star in slow motion. Awakened vibrations. Hi, I'm Liara Covert, and this is Soul to Soul Radio.
Notice humans are taught the night sky is normal and that darkness exists because it's just the way things are. Yet what if it's not? What if the light you register in perception at any moment reveals your state of consciousness? What if the night sky is a metaphor for the collective unconscious, and this curtain keeps mysteries of creation hidden from plain sight until one is ready to let more in? Celestial bodies are ever present. The sun doesn't sleep at night. The moon and stars do not cease to exist during the daytime. Day and night are simply matters of perception. Only the flow of synchronicity exists. So, as celestial phenomena seem to be getting brighter, you notice increased instances of the aurora borealis and the aurora australis lighting up the sky. The frequency and intensity of such lights in the northern and southern hemispheres is caused by solar flares colliding with energy particles in the Earth's magnetic field. Solar flares and coronal mass ejections are cosmic pointers to what is going on from another vantage point. What if a heightened state of awareness allows complete morphic resonance with incoming light codes that stream from the sun? What if sun gazing and stargazing allow you to know yourself as a hypersensory fractal coordinate in a constellation? That is, to not only know of stars and be captivated by them in the sky, but to play among them as one too. Imagine that. As one feels increasingly connected to the cosmos and to stars, then one is already taking steps to tap into supersensory states of consciousness available to every human being. This reveals connections between endless light and life, the ability to receive and use the full spectrum of solar light codes, and what is necessary to activate the full original human blueprint. The sun itself is the mediator and catalyst for tuning into these codes, in which the human design is the sensory organ for planetary transformation, just as Earth is the sensory organ for human transformation. Nature itself evaluates the ongoing transformation into a star. Here is an excerpt from World Bridger, a book by Juliet and Jeeva Carter. Every point of light within the human heliocentric holonome is a portal sustained by the energetic nature of source consciousness, transmitted as light from the sun. The sun, in turn, is sustained by every point of light within the field. From the very first circuit to the last, the template is a template to retrieve and restore that relationship. Highly recommend checking out Jeeva and Juliet Carter's videos on YouTube and reading that book entitled World Bridger. I'm Liara Covert, a galactic traveler, author, and intuitive catalyst for expansion. I guide and empower people to tune into timeless cosmic wisdom and to reactivate superhuman abilities. Visit my Dream Builders Australia blog at blog.dreambuilders.com.au. Follow my Facebook page. Tune into another weekly radio show I do with Stephen Harefield, the American Monk, on Insight Radio. If you'd like to contact me, you can do so at Liara, L-I-A-R-A, at dreambuilders.com.au.
From years and years, this is their new track, Shine.
This is Joni with her inspired writings.
Dream a beautiful dream. Wake up, follow your heart. Now is the time to start. The present moment is all we are promised. The future a blank slate, ready for our story and all its glory. Each choice you make, a step towards that dream. Look up. Can't you hear the cheer from those you hold dear? Love and faith are part of the plan. Don't you know I am your biggest fan? So my dear, please look in the mirror and show that gorgeous smile, as life is magical when you trust in yourself. You know what you must do, follow your heart, and make your dreams come true. I can see your happiness and hear your laughter from way up here. Please know I am cheering and smiling from ear to ear for a life lived with you, my dear. Dreams are meant to feed your soul. Oh yes, I can see your soul full of love and light. Oh, it's such a beautiful sight.
To find out more about Joni, go to facebook.com/inspirationJoniO or see her webpage at joniortbring.wordpress.com or follow the links from the Soul to Soul Facebook page.
Hello, I'm Viviane.
I'm Eric van Deriken.
Hi everyone, I'm Sue Nicholson.
Hi, this is Yvonne Tierbos.
Hi, I'm Liara Covert.
Hello, this is Brian Baruch.
Hello, this is Linda.
Hi, this is Lisa
and Trace.
And you're listening to Soul to Soul
on RPFM.
Wisdom from Linda.
From where I stand, when I asked you to be mine, did you think of me in my aged state? Where have the years gone? How has it come to be so late? In this space, which now I hold, there has never been a question too big to behold. For I am me, and me am I. I have come to this divine truth. I am as I am meant to be. There is no longer any constrictions holding on to me. I am free to be truly as I am. There are no clouds blocking out the sun. The light penetrates through to this one. I am the light, and it lives in me. From here I flourish and ever shall be.
The reading today is titled, My Soul. The willingness to express is being exposed, the never-ending flow of spirit, flowing both to and from my being, a balance of giving and receiving, the flow of life, always in balance now. Giving, receiving. There is such joy in allowing this to take place. I am a being of light and love, expressing as colour from the very core of the being I am. Joy and peacefulness become one with me as I draw in the breath of life and surround myself with the light I am. Living spirit in and of all dimensions, ever present and ever flowing as the life I am, ever being created, changed, absorbed, manipulated by the I that I am. Behold the purity of I in and of and all that is. Emitting the source as colour in a continual flow. Such beauty as each individual opens to the Christ presence and what they are. I live in and of the light, the perfection of spirit that I am. No thoughts, no words, no deeds, just everlasting light that cannot be extinguished and is in constant motion, expressing and creating as I will it. I am all in all of creation, expressing in patterns, in geometric movements of light, dancing, flowing, weaving in all shapes and forms. The geometric light forms being created by my thoughts and wisdoms, for I am all in the all of creation. Blessings of love, light and laughter to you all once again, my dear ones. If you would like to contact me about what you've heard today, if you wish to attend classes or groups, or would like to purchase a special signed copy of my book, Wisdoms and Prophecies of the 21st Century, you can contact me by email at Joan, J-O-A-N, Curzon, C-U-R-S-O-N, hyphen, Little, L-I-T-T-L-E, at bigpond.com. I look forward to hearing from you all and send you my blessings of love and light and laughter.
Animal totems.
The stingray. Stingrays may be telling you to not overreact to your emotions, to calm down and wait before reacting. Stingrays maneuver themselves quite well despite their size and shape, and they tell us to also carefully maneuver the complex emotional waters of our inner world. Balance and restraint are strong themes of this totem animal. When it appears to you, consider your actions carefully and allow your intuition to guide you rather than raw emotion. Perhaps now it would be wise to stay under the radar a bit and not make a scene as you figure out your next move. Stingrays in dreams represent your emotions and how you may be hiding them from others. If it's calm, it suggests maneuvering a challenge in your life with ease and grace. If it is aggressive, it means you may be reacting to your emotions rather than using careful deliberation in your approach.
From Felix Jane, this is Ain't Nobody Loves Me Better.
If you would like to contact us here at Soul to Soul, go to our new webpage, soul2soulonline.com, and click the contact link, or you can email us at s2sonair@gmail.com.
And don't forget to visit and like our Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/soul2soul RPPFM.
Hi everyone, I'm Sue Nicholson and you're listening to Soul to Soul.
soul.
A role playing of all human capacitators is to see that within the limit of one's own soul choosings, one is so well capable of fully assuming all possible outcomes one so desires to bestly be as. So when these limits of self-consultations begin to disassemble themselves around each and every one of its own appealing effects, one is then beginning to fully assume by its own this whole new role-playing effect of by so well witnessing from within each one's own new light circumstance a new spatial effect, one will then acknowledge from within its almighty light circumscript what it is to bestly be and see its to its own soulship as it is. So when we all begin to fully see these outcomes surrounding each one of us and begin to see how admirable each one truly is for worded into this life structure as its own soulship, we then fully begin to relate to each one's own as it is, as its own soulship. It then begins to translate itself forward into the almighty life of its own soulship throughout all existential perspectives anyone can so well divulge as its own soulship, and most certainly as it is. So when we begin to get this and fully understand that all is of concoursing evidence throughout its almighty life circumscripts of anyone's own true magnificence, one is then beginning to fully understand that this whole role-playing effect has now bestly demonstrated itself into its almighty presence, and we are now fully graduating into a new perspective of each one's own new life circumscript as it is. So the new idea is to begin to fully understand this first and foremost, and then we can secundo begin the next step of its light texturing effect, a new texturing effect, by so beholding its new circumscript as it is. And that so well means that as each one begin to fully understand that this whole new role-playing effect is now fully being understood by most of this world, we are then beginning to shaking into its almighty presence as it is, and as we all so well make our way forward into its own, we then fully begin to understand that all are so well related from within its own soulful effect. So as we soon get this, we begin to understand that all this past nonsense of owning to its almighty self is of obscure circumstance. And we in this highly magnetized circumscript, we now know that the light is pouring in its whole effect. And as we all behold this light in its highest degree of self-receptivity, we are then bringing throughout the all what it is to be, as one light so fully standing into its own soulship as it is. So please rise. Take your seat and find your appealing effect. Bring it to its own soulship. Find your own light. Find your own what it is that makes you so spectacular. And bring it forward, no matter what it is. Because throughout the all so hold to its own one soulful positioning, in effect. And if each one of us do so hold that highest light criteria to its own soulship. We are then all fully standing into unison of light as its own soulful effect. It is very simply said and very easily done. So each one simply need to stand up to its own and find from within that particularization that makes you so well understood from within your own true self and with all people surrounding you as its own soulship as it is. And so it is. I am, of course, its light of conversation. And so we are of them.
From Vance Joy, this is Fire and Flood. Well, that's all we have for this installment of Soul to Soul.
To find links for the content of today's program and to explore bonus material, go to and like the Soul to Soul Facebook page.
To find us on Facebook, just type Soul 2, the number 2, not the word 2, Soul, RPPFM, into the Facebook browser.
And don't forget to visit our Vimeo page, which is vimeo.com/soul2soul.
Until next, we entangle.
Namaste.
The divine in us salutes
the divine in you all. Oh.